Welcome to Desi Vibes once again. I have with me Shorin Rao and Arun Singh, and today we are going to talk about the Masters Golf Tournament, which is going on at this point of time in Savannah, Georgia. Let me talk about my experience on golf. I know quite a bit about golf, and the first thing is that it starts with the letter G. I am not at all aware of what's going on in golf, but we have two experts with me, and we are going to talk about this. I have seen golf on television quite a bit, but once I have seen Tiger Woods in one of the golf tournaments in Michigan. Savannah, Georgia golf course is beautiful, and they are competing with the best of the best in this tournament. They have about 160 golfers and about a million spectators going on over there for a period of 4 days. So let me pass on to Shorin. And Shorin, what do you think about Masters, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I don't know about any experts, of course, Arun is a much better golfer than me. He is a single-digit handicapper. I just tear up the course.
Shorin, I used to be single digit, not anymore.
Okay, you're 10 now. Okay, fine. That's a big deal. But Arun is really good. I'll talk more about that when we get into it. But he's a great teacher. He's a great, motivator on the course as well. Frequently we play together. Well, I'll come to that in a little bit. But golf, like they say, it used to be a rich man's sport. Now there are just millions of poor players, right? I'm one of those poor players who goes and hacks up the course, but I just love the sport. I just love being outside. And today is the first day of the season for me, Arun. You can see my, Tiger Woods. I can't emulate his game, but I can emulate his apparel, right? So I'm wearing the Woods red.
It's a Tiger Sunday collar.
Tiger Sunday for the first outing today. Hey, did you know why there are 18 holes on a golf course, guys?
Oh, I know the answer.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's 18 shots in a bottle, fifth, so.
The Scots are 18 shots in the bottle of whiskey, so that's why there are 18 holes in the golf course. But all kidding aside, Masters PGA in Augusta, in Savannah, like what Anshul said, is one of the most picturesque. You'll see those pictures behind us, courses anywhere in the world. Just like tennis, golf has four majors. The first one, it season kicks off with the Masters, which is typically around mid-April. Then there's the PGA Championship around mid-May in Rochester, New York. The US Open in mid-June. And the one that is not my favorite, which is the British Open, which is around the end of July. It's more of a links-style course, and typically it's cold and windy. Arun, do you like British Open? Are you crazy about it?
Yeah, I mean, at British Open, I like it. Just, the tournament moves around between Scotland, Northern Ireland, England. So actually, we were there playing. They will be playing the Open this year at Royal Troon in Scotland.
Yeah.
We played that course last year. So it's a tough course, like any other British Open. But the wild card is the weather out there that comes in. With the rain and wind, so that makes it harder or easier. But British Open, I follow it. There have been some great moments following the British Open, but all in all, I like part of that Grand Slam.
But coming back to the Masters, everybody's trying to follow the great master, Jack Nicklaus, who has won it 6 times. Tiger Woods has won it 5 times, and it has the highest TV ratings for golf. In over 4 days, about 25 million people will watch the tournament. 160 players enter the tournament, and only 60 make the cut on the final 2 days on Saturday and Sunday. This time, Scottie Scheffler is leading the pack, and then, Tiger Woods, one of my favorites, and one of the all-time greats is in there as well. So it should be a good Sunday to watch this tournament.
Shaurya, what I saw about Tiger Woods, he's not been doing well over there.
After his accident, right? After his accident, he's still coming back. He's still recovering. So the entire world is goading him, you know, to do well in this tournament. So let's see. I don't think there'll be any miracles today.
Tiger always had used to be good, you know, driving his club, but driving his car, not so much. once he had that argument with his wife, you know, he ran with that fire hydrant. All the stories came out of that fiasco. And then after a tournament, he comes out back in Los Angeles like 2-3 years back and you know, had that accident. You know, he had to recover from his leg. So, yeah, it's good off the tee and the golf course. With the cars, not so much.
Yeah. Well, it was surprising. His wife drove the clubs as well as, or even better than him, right, the first time around. But the prize money for this is one of the biggest in sports. The total prize money is $18 million. The winner takes home $3.5 million. Not a bad week for playing golf for 4 days, right? And Arun, do you think the players have to pay the green fees?
Players don't pay the green fee, but I could tell you there's no money can us fans buy to get to play there. You really have to know someone as a part of the members there to play. Otherwise, you cannot play. I think the course is only open four or five months a year. The rest of the month, the time is closed. I mean, it's a very exclusive club. I mean, yeah, you know, Jack Nicklaus, you know, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. I mean, sure. And if you got Bill Gates' number, maybe we call him up and see if he can get us out there. But now it's impossible to play there unless you know someone.
But, you know, I have some fond memories of the Masters, right? 2005, that shot of Tiger Woods, you know, I think it was the 16th hole. Remember that putt, Arun?
The ball stopped with the Nike logo flashing.
Nike logo flashing, and then he won his fourth championship, I think, or the one that Lefty hit out of the woods in 2010. Right, he hit it and it landed pretty close to the green, or the one that what Bubba hit. Right, he was trailing Oosthuizen in 2012, and there was a shot from the rough that he hit, and which landed about 15 or 20 yards from the green.
When was that shot?
2012.
Okay. I mean, Tiger's obviously, you know, genius. That, you know, he was asked when he won the Master first time, and he had gone there play as an amateur before that, but he said he had been studying the breaks on the green, you know, on television for years and years before he showed up there. So, I mean, obviously, he's a genius. And, you know, he changed the game, changed the sport, brought so much money into the game, excitement. You know, guys working out before Tiger, nobody hit the gym. You know, they'll play around and, you know, hit the 19th hole and have a few beers before they go home. But Tiger just changed the entire...
Absolutely.
Arun, I've heard that this course in Savannah, Georgia, there are only 300 members over there. And some of the noteworthy names like Roger Goodell, NFL folks, all these are there. So is there any limitation out there as far as membership is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, they have only 300 and they've capped that. And they won't let anybody add unless, you know, somebody passes away, the seat opens up. And that's the only way to expand. It's by invitation. It's a very exclusive club. And even though I've read, you know, the joining fees is not that much, as you know, $50,000, and the monthly dues are not outrageous, maybe 10, 15 grand a year. But yeah, just getting into the club, it's very exclusive.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one quick thing. Do you think there are any card girls or even card boys? No women allowed. What do you think, Arun?
Yeah, I mean, they've only allowed few women to join the club. Even that part, I mean, that I think that was a campaign led by a lady, Martha Burke, I remember, 20 years back. And the Masters chairman, Hootie Johnson, he was the one, the blocking. And finally, they let in. So Condoleezza Rice is in. I know Annika Sorenstam is. But many big names, they're not there. Tiger Woods not a member there, believe it or not.
Hey, some time back, I remember, and Arun, back to you. Some years back, you did a hole-in-one, right?
Yeah, that was my, 5 minutes of highlights.
Glory.
I've been in a tournament. I had a hole-in-one.
What do you mean 5 minutes, Arun? You won a freaking BMW, right? With that
yeah, exactly.
That was a lucky shot that got me a BMW open world, but that was my lucky shot.
Yeah. Like they say, right? I read it somewhere. Why did the golfer bring two pair of pants?
I know the answer, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
I mean, just in case you get a hole in one.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys writing all these golf jokes. Hopefully your staff is not getting paid too much because these jokes are deadlier than the amazing smog.
Okay. While we are at bad golf jokes, right? Why are golf and sex so similar, guys?
And I don't know. I don't have any idea.
These are two things that you can thoroughly enjoy when you're really bad at it. Why is the game called golf? This Arun must be, because every golfer says this joke.
Oh, really? Arun must be knowing. I don't have a clue, man.
Arun, have you heard this one before?
No, I have not.
Yeah, because all the other four-letter words were taken.
Okay. I guess that now.
Yeah, so this is pretty common. You hear that on the course. But coming back to golf, coming back to Masters, Arun, you played in India. You played all around the world. What are some of the memories? We'll come back to the Masters, but what are some of the memories of these experiences of playing the sport across the globe? Hey, but Arun, coming back to membership, right? Your favorite president, President Trump, still doesn't have membership at Augusta. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Trump is not a member there. And as you know, you have to get invited to become a member by invitation only. And I don't think he's getting invitation from there. I mean, normally, when you join a club, you get your locker room with your, name, place for go put your stuff. I could just see Trump asking to be his statue put at the entrance of the golf course. But he's got his own golf courses in Florida, some big names, Doral out there and by Miami. But I've also noticed anytime there's a golf tournament at Trump's club, he wins all different categories by himself. So that's Trump for you. He's not at Masters. I don't think he's ever going to get in the Masters. That's just my take on Trump getting into Masters at the Augusta Golf Club, I should say.
Okay, I'll pivot. What about playing around the world? You played around the world. Before we do a roundup of the Masters, what are your impressions of playing in India and all around the globe?
Yeah, I had a chance to play golf in many countries. very, very blessed to do that. Especially golf in India, it's coming up. There was not many golf courses when I started originally playing there. Mostly it's Army, Air Force golf courses, but now more and more private courses are coming up. There's some new ones in Bangalore. There's a great course I played a couple of years back called Golfshire. There's some nice ones in New Delhi, JP Greens and DLF. So it's still a very expensive sport in India. Not many can afford to play that. I belong to a course in Jaipur, Rambagh Club. And so we started a trust, dad's name. We're supporting the underprivileged kids who have talent and they want to go play. So one of the other girls from Rajasthan, we supported her going on different tours within India last year. So it's still a rich man's sport, elitist sport out there. Golf takes money and time. And I see a lot of young kids playing. They have great swing and see them on the driving range. So I think, there'll be some good golfers coming out of India. We have two golfers in PGA here, the Indian heritage, Bhatia, he just won a week back. And there's another guy, Thigla. So there's a lot of good Indian golfers. I think they would be on the scene and on the big stage.
Okay, rounding off the Masters, last day today, Sunday, Super Sunday. So we have Scheffler, we have Morikawa, we have Homa, Aberg, DeChambeau on the leaderboard. Arun, who do you like? Quickly.
Yeah, I mean, those are all, you know, I like Morikawa and Scheffler, Homa, they're all three, you know, name. I like Morikawa's, he's got a very compact swing, especially with this iron approach game. So I like Scheffler, but I probably think I'd like to see Morikawa win the Masters today.
Okay, I'll pick DeChambeau. He's about four strokes behind, so let's
he's
see.
The most unlike golfer on the tour, just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the spats public. I don't know why. A lot of golfers, they just don't like him.
Yeah, I know. But that's a show. That's our master show for today. And we'll call it a wrap. Thank you.
Thank you. Like it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.